In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. Today, we continue our reflection upon the apostolic exhortation, Familiaris Consortio, of St. Pope John Paul II. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us, in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On our last program, we left off on section 5, paragraph 3 of Familiaris Consortio. We pick up there. Following Christ, the Church seeks the truth, which is not always the same as the majority opinion. She listens to the conscience and not to power. And in this way, she defends the poor and the downtrodden. End of quote. So yes, the truth has absolutely nothing to do with the majority opinion. The majority opinion does not create truths. The Church listens to conscience and not to power. And in this way, she defends the poor and downtrodden. The Church is very interested in the poor and the downtrodden. And there are many forms of poverty and of being downtrodden. Yes, there are those who are poor in the things of this world and when it comes to money. And in fact, they are downtrodden and they are often powerless in society. But I contend that there's even a more harmful and insidious form of poverty in the world today. That is the poverty of those who do not follow Jesus and his truth. They find themselves entangled in many webs and they suffer many terrible consequences from this form of poverty. Well, this study of Familiaris Consortio can help to untangle that terrible web. You see, you and your family and your marriage are everything to Jesus, so he offers you this gift of Familiaris Consortio. Continuing, quote, the Church values sociological and statistical research when it proves helpful in understanding the historical context in which pastoral action has to be developed and when it leads to a better understanding of the truth. Such research alone, however, is not to be considered in itself an expression of the sense of faith. So sociological and statistical research can be helpful, but it is not enough. Quote, because it is the task of the apostolic ministry to ensure that the Church remains in the truth of Christ and to lead her ever more deeply into that truth, the pastors must promote the sense of the faith in all the faithful, examine and authoritatively judge the genuineness of its expressions, and educate the faithful in an ever more mature evangelical discernment. Footnoted, Second Vatican Council, Lumen Gentium. So yes, our loving Lord Jesus has given this task of an apostolic ministry to ensure that the Church remains in the truth of Jesus our Lord, to ensure that you remain in the truth of Jesus our Lord, that your family and your marriage are formed in this truth of Jesus. Yes, Jesus and his Church have the answers for you to set you free free from the consequences, the heavy consequences of so much falsehood in the world about your dignity, about your marriage and your family. And Jesus and his church want to lead you more deeply into that truth, the truth of our Lord Jesus about you and your family and your marriage. And dear beloved pastors, you must promote the sense of the faith in all the faithful. Examine and authoritatively judge the genuineness of its expressions and educate the faithful in your care. Educate them. You have been given the authority to do this, to lead your flock, to lead your lambs, your faithful lambs. They want to be faithful in an ever more mature evangelical discernment. Yes, to lead them in the objective truths of the faith, of the Catholic faith that you have been entrusted with. And not only you, but all of us. And the more that's been given, the more is expected of those of us who know the faith. We're called to share it joyfully and boldly with others. I hear it often said, well, don't thump someone over the head with a Bible. Well, don't worry, I'm not going to do that. I've never seen in my entire life anyone thump someone else over the head with a Bible, have you? But I do want to share the gospel with others, this beautiful love letter from God to them. This is not an oppressive thing. It is a gift. It is the greatest gift. Why would I not want to share this beautiful truth about Jesus' love, about how we can live our lives to the full? And let's not wear our faith on our sleeves. Why should we wear our faith on our sleeves only? Let's wear it on our entire shirt, on our facial expressions, on every word that emanates from our mouths, on every act of charity that we have the privilege to give ourselves to. Let's wear our faith in every encounter that we are privileged to engage in with another fellow human being made in God's image and likeness, unrepeatable, yet weighed down with the same concerns and troubles and desire for perfect happiness that we have. Let's share the truth of our Lord Jesus with these beautiful brothers and sisters that God has placed in our path. Quote, Christian spouses and parents can and should offer their unique and irreplaceable contribution to the elaboration of an authentic evangelical discernment in the various situations and cultures in which men and women live their marriage and their family life. They are qualified for this role by their charism or specific gift, the gift of the sacrament of matrimony. So are you so blessed as to be married and or a parent? Then are you Christian? Are you Catholic? Well, then you can and should offer your unique and irreplaceable contribution to educating others about marriage and family life in the truth of Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, you are qualified for this. You are qualified for this role by virtue of the charism or special gift you have been given through the gift of the sacrament of matrimony. And it is a beautiful and powerful sacrament that empowers you in so many ways. We continue. The situation of the family in the world today. Section 6. The situation in which the family finds itself presents positive and negative aspects. The first are a sign of the salvation of Christ operating in the world. The second, a sign of the refusal that man gives to the love of God. End of quote. So are we part of this positive sign of the salvation of Christ operating in the world? That doesn't mean we will be perfect. That doesn't mean that our marriage will be perfect, our family life will be perfect. But are we people of the sacraments, of the Eucharistic life, of prayer, of regular confession? And do we pick ourselves up when we fall and get back in the fight? And are we committed to staying with our spouse for life unto death? And with our family, with our children, being the best parents we can be. No, not perfect parents, but being the best parents we can. And Jesus has not left you alone in this commitment, in this duty in this beautiful gift of family life? Or have we chosen to be a sign of the refusal of the love of God? Yes, God has given us free will. And with this free will, we can choose to accept His love or to make the horrible choice of refusing it. Well, if you're in that category, I've been there. And the good news is that you do not have to stay there. Jesus, our Lord, wants to pour His love out upon you, to pour His love and His truth out upon you, no matter what your history is or how bad or how long it's been. He invites you to live in His love and His grace. And that just calls for a little surrender. Surrender to our King, the King that took our place upon the cross and died for our sins, who hung there and bled there and died there for you. He will never give up on you. He is always there to help you, to help your family, to help your marriage, to help you as a parent, to help your children. And for those of us who are Catholic, we have such a beautiful, profound grace of being able to go to confession, where our Lord Jesus Himself awaits us. He awaits you with His arms outstretched to unconditionally accept your repentance, to raise His hand in absolution, and through His precious blood to forgive and forget all of your sins, to restore you to your baptismal purity of soul. Perhaps you think that there is a man who is a priest in the confessional waiting for you. Well, yes, there is, but he is in persona Christi. He is in the person of Christ, and it is Christ who awaits you in that confessional, Jesus Himself. I will tell you what, if Jesus Himself came back to earth and was in one confessional and a priest was in the other and the line was shorter in the other, I would go to that priest because there would be no difference in the mercy I would receive and the remission of sins that I would receive. You're invited. You're invited to this profound sacrament of healing for yourself, which will also flow into your family life. We'll be right back. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we pick up on our reflection on Familiaris Consortio. Firstly, I want to make a clarification. During the break, the co-founder and co-director of Forming Faithful Families, who happens to be my wife, Kathleen Littleton, and who happens to be the one that holds the Juris Doctorate degree and the Master's in Pastoral Theology degree, charitably corrected me. It seems that the numbered sections of this apostolic exhortation, which I was originally referring to in the first couple of programs as paragraphs and in this program as sections, are more properly called articles. So going forward from here, the numbered so-called sections will be referred to as articles and will refer to paragraphs within the articles, and the subtitles will be referred to as titles of sections. So the content remains the same and valid, but we will refer to the numbers as articles. I hope that helps. It helps to have a wife with a master's in pastoral theology. And by the way, we don't need a master's in pastoral theology to read the teaching documents of the Holy Catholic Church and to really dig into them like we're doing here. Thank you, Father. Praise Jesus. So we pick up on the section, The Situation of the Family in the World Today, Article 6, Paragraph 2. There's a lot to delve into here. On the one hand, in fact, there is a more lively awareness of personal freedom and greater attention to the quality of interpersonal relationships in marriage, to promoting the dignity of women, to responsible procreation, to the education of children. There is also an awareness of the need for the development of interfamily relationships, for reciprocal spiritual and material assistance, the rediscovery of the ecclesial mission proper to the family and its responsibility for the building of a more just society. So it seems that there are advances in some areas, such as those just enumerated here, and we should be grateful to God for this, and we should continue to work in these areas and to improve them, such as personal freedom, which we're very much aware of and attentive to in the United States of America, where I live, and as mentioned, to the quality of interpersonal relationships in marriage, to the dignity of women. I care about this point very much, as I'm blessed to be married to my beautiful wife, Kathleen, and we have 12 daughters and 2 sons living. And yes, responsible procreation and the education of children. There are a lot of good things happening in this regard, although there's room for improvement as well. And thanks be to God, many of us, even through Catholic radio, have come to a greater understanding of the ecclesial mission we have proper to the family and the need for building a more just society. And again, there's still much room for improvement in these areas. And continuing the quotation, quote, on the other hand, however, signs are not lacking of a disturbing degradation of some fundamental values. Colon, a mistaken theoretical and practical concept of the independence of the spouses in relation to each other. Serious misconceptions regarding the relationship of authority between parents and children. The concrete difficulties that the family itself experiences in the transmission of values. The growing number of divorces. The scourge of abortion. The ever more frequent recourse to sterilization, the appearance of a truly contraceptive mentality. Repeating, the appearance of a truly contraceptive mentality. End of quote. Lord Father, have mercy. Help us to overcome these scourges, this horrible confusion, and to heal our wounds, dear Lord. Yes, it is very disturbing, is it not, to see and experience the degradation of the dignity of the human person so prevalent in society today? Just think of the beautiful dignity of the human person created in God's image and likeness. Yes, we are temples of the Holy Spirit. And the baptized are baptized priest, prophet, and king. Yes, you have a priestly mission. You are a prophet, given a mission to carry the truth of Jesus and his church to everyone possible, to the ends of the earth. And you are a king. You are a queen. You are royalty. Yes, you are. And don't we often see this disturbing and mistaken concept of the independence of spouses in relation to each other? Don't we see this played out in the media, where spouses are looking for some sort of false fulfillment outside of their marriage, outside of the spouse that they have made a lifelong vow to? And do we not observe these serious misconceptions regarding the relationship of authority between parents and children, where it is falsely seen as a good that children should have the right to make their own choices and their own decisions outside of the authority of their parents? And don't we see and experience the difficulties, the serious difficulties that families have in the transmission of values? And dare I say today that families today struggle with what is a true value? What is a true hierarchy of values on which to structure my life and the life of my family for their temporal and eternal happiness? And yes, the growing number of divorces. This is such a tragedy. And who suffers the most? Who suffers the most but the children? And of course, the horrible scourge of abortion, the taking of an innocent life of a child created in God's image and likeness, this innocent, defenseless child whose life is snuffed out in the womb of his or her mother, which should be the safest place on earth, but which is in fact the most dangerous place. And then, of course, the sad choice of so many to sterilize themselves, thereby killing the gift, the God-given gift of being a co-creator of life with God. And then the contraceptive mentality that has taken hold, this mentality that says, I want to be in control, this mentality of fear, this mentality of being afraid of children, of new life, this mentality of chasing after so many things, seeking happiness in things that will only let one down in the end. Well, we've just discussed some very pressing issues, problems, challenges, but never fear, we will not leave you there. The church and St. Pope John Paul II will not leave you there. As we delve further into Familiaris Consortio, we will find so many answers and so much help. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We will be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and we return to our discussion of Familiaris Consortio. Well, I just mentioned a number of areas of serious confusion and sin so prevalent in the world today, but it does need to be said that no matter what you have done, how many times, no matter the gravity, our Lord Jesus loves you and He is awaiting you with open arms. You and I are in the same boat that is the SS sinner, and we are all in great need of mercy. All we need do is repent, and God is ready to forgive. God is ready to welcome you back, to restore you to grace. And again, for those of us who are so blessed as to be Catholic, we have the opportunity to go to confession. And that is where our misery meets mercy, through the priest, in the person of Jesus our Lord. There is not a single sin that cannot be forgiven, although repentance is required. It's required of you, it's required of me, it's required. And what a beautiful thing it is to repent and to work at reforming our lives. With God's help, He's always there to help us. He's always there to help you. Never despair of your loving Heavenly Father's mercy. It is always there for you. He is always there for you. You are His beloved child. Well, we'll pick up on Familiaris Consortio again in our next program, but I'd like to squeeze a little bit of scripture in. If you haven't noticed, I love scripture. I love sharing it with you. From Psalm 69:13. For my part, I pray to you, Yahweh, at the time you wish, in your great love, answer me, God. Faithful in saving power. Yes, pray to Yahweh, pray to your Heavenly Father, and at the time He wishes, in His great love, and He has great love for you, He does. He will answer you. He will answer you most certainly. He is God. He is your Father, and He is faithful all the time. And He is faithful in what? He is faithful in saving power. Power. Yes, God your Father has all the power and He uses it to save you. To save you, His beloved child. You who are, yes, you are the apple of His eye. Well, I hope that lifted you up like it lifted me up. This love letter of God is available to you in your Bible anytime you wish, and I hope you take advantage of praying with your Bible quite often. Every day. And yes, you are so good at heart. And why? Because God, your Father, made you that way. You are His masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. I will get that. Join us on our next program for more about Familiaris Consortio. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.